vibe I can see. The way you're working in me since I've been saving. Old passed away, new is my name. God bless you.
Yes.
We are back one more time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's a miracle in many ways. Amen. Yes. That we are back. But we praise God to be a part of a miracle and the miracle work that he's doing.
Amen.
And we praise God for the devotional. Amen. To the glory of God. Everything that we do should be to his glory.
Yes.
Amen. Because God is a good God. And all goodness comes from him.
Yes.
Amen. And there's no goodness in us.
Yes.
And so we praise God. There's no goodness in us outside of God.
Amen.
Praise God for his spirit that dwells in us. And so we want to talk about the glory of God. Talk about the goodness of God because it can encourage us.
Yes.
And strengthen us and hopefully strengthen someone out there today who needs, you know, to be strengthened in their spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And so that's what we purpose to do today. And we find ourselves in the Gospel of John, the first chapter. And we're going to read verse number 14. Let's take a look at that. It says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth."
Amen.
Praise God. What captures your attention here is the parenthetical, "and we beheld his glory."
Yes.
Amen. The goodness of God, the glory of God, the revealed goodness of of God. John here says, "and we beheld his glory."
Yes. Amen.
And it just gets you to thinking about God's goodness.
Yes.
That, you know, when you behold something, you don't just glance at it or take a peek at it or take a disinterested look at it. If anything, you're focused.
Yes.
Your mind and your attention is focused. Mm-hmm. You deeply regard it. You gaze upon it. You carefully consider it.
Yes.
You contemplate it.
Yeah.
It's a deeper looking.
Yes.
Than just normal looking. You know, but you can look at something and, you know, turn your head away and not really take in what you
just saw.
Mm-hmm. But when you behold something,
yes,
you actually are taking the time to really soak it in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's you know, it's interesting that it says, "and we beheld his glory."
Yes.
That the goodness of God is not something that we should just glance at or think that we can just take a quick look and think we're going to see it.
Yes.
We have to behold the glory.
Yes.
And sometimes that means we have to stop running around like the proverbial chicken with our head cut off, right? All crazy, doing all these kinds of things. I know we're all busy, but that's the challenge of it.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
That in the midst of the busyness of life, to take time to behold the glory.
Yes. Amen.
And maybe the reason why it seems as if we don't see the goodness of God as much as we want to see it is because we're not taking the time to behold it.
Yes.
We think we're going to be able to see it as we're running to soccer practice with our kids and to music lessons with our kids and to the, you know, to this place and to that place. And we're doing all this sprinting and running around 100 miles an hour. And we're wondering why it seems that we
don't see the goodness of God.
But the goodness has to be beheld. And to behold something, we have to actually take some time to not only see it, but to take it in. To contemplate it, to consider it, to appreciate it.
Yes.
Otherwise, amen, we miss it.
Yes. Amen. I was just thinking when you said that, you know, to take time to observe and to behold, you know, because you behold something, you look at it, right? Mm-hmm. But to, like, to behold in this sense is just taking it all in and absorbing it. You know, meditating on what you just seen happen, you know, so that's taking it in and beholding God's glory. And when things happen to us, like when God does something for us, we tend to, like you said, we're so busy, we're running around, we're doing this and we're doing that. We know God did something good, but we don't take a moment. We might say, thank you, Lord, and just keep going.
Yeah.
But that's the extent. We don't actually take a moment to meditate on what God just did.
Yeah.
You know, to behold the glory, to see what came out of that. Because God will reveal all those things if we take the time to behold His glory.
Yeah.
To behold His goodness, to see how He actually operated in this situation, you know, and not just fly and say, thank you, Lord, and keep going about our business. Yeah. Maybe if we did that, God would do more things, you know. He would show His glory more in our lives if we took the time to behold it and to appreciate what He just did, you know. It's just like, you know, with a parent, you know, your child don't really appreciate what you're doing. Okay. I could have not done that, and she probably would have responded the same way.
Right.
You know, God is a father. Yeah. You know, so if we take the time to behold what He has done, then maybe we will see more goodness.
That's right.
In our lives.
Yeah, and you know, and God, because He's God, He can do things that earthly parents can't.
Yes.
And we were talking before we started recording about how the disciples on their road to Emmaus,
yeah,
they met Jesus, but the scripture said that their eyes were holding, which is an interesting phrase, but it means it was that their eyes were held, that they couldn't recognize Him.
Yes.
But their eyes were held by who? Their eyes were held by God.
God. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and think about what they were going through. When Jesus said, you know, that He came alongside, they were talking. He said, what are you talking about?
No.
And they were talking about all these terrible things.
Yep.
What they said, where have you been? You're the only stranger in town that you don't know all the crazy things that happened. And they wanted to tell them all these things. Sound like us, doesn't it? That we want to go all these things.
Oh, wow.
And so know what God does? He said, I'm going to hold your eyes so that you don't see my glory.
Oh my.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when did their eyes get open? After He started breaking down the word of God to
them,
from Moses to the prophets, and then their eyes were open. So here's the thing, is that, see, when we're so caught up in all these things, you know, the latest news, you hear what, you hear what so-and-so did, you seen this, you read this story, you did it, and God just go, okay, and He holds our eyes,
so that,
because what are we looking at? It's like, okay, you want to spend more time looking at that than spending your time seeking. What does He say? You will seek Me and you will find Me. But what? When you search for Me with all your heart. Right?
Yeah.
And so, but if our hearts are all the troubles of the world, God says, well, fine. You're not going to find Me then. You're not going to see My glory. So that's the other thing that we have to realize. God is God.
Yes. Amen.
And He knows He's worthy that we take a time out from all of our busyness and all the things that we're doing and say, I'm going to purposely look for, see, and appreciate God in my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, as you said that, and the disciples, their eyes were open, that they had been walking with Jesus all that time.
They knew Him,
and
right?
They didn't even know it was Him, because God held this back to eyes. That's amazing that we could be, like you said, we focus so much on the exterior and things that's going on that we don't focus on God and seeing His goodness in that situation.
Yeah.
But perhaps if we did, we would know that God is walking right along with
us.
Through all this, He sees all this trouble too, and He's walking
right there
with us, and we don't even know it because we don't take the time to behold His goodness, to see His goodness in a situation.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought about something that God had shared with me a while ago, but it was, now that you pray, take the time to listen.
Mm.
You know, because sometimes we're so busy running around and things like that, that we pray and we put our requests before the Lord, but we don't take the time to listen to what God has to say in the situation. You know, so it's the same thing. You don't take the time to behold His glory. You know, you don't take the time for Him to reveal His goodness in that circumstance. You know, and we need to do that. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. We could be walking with Jesus all along, and we won't even know it.
No.
You know, we don't acknowledge it.
I know. And the difficulty for us, and by saying it's difficult doesn't mean it's impossible,
mm-hmm.
but the difficulty is, yes, you do have a lot to do. Yes, mm-hmm. we do have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that is, but you know, it's our own making.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's choices that we've made or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, we're doing some things. I think we'll be surprised of how many things that we're doing here on this earth that God said, I
didn't tell you to.
You know, we're going to get to heaven. And go, what? I didn't have to do all that? Lord. He goes, no. You just decided to
right,
do that, you know?
Did it on
your own. But we're busy, and we make certain choices, and then our lives are, you know, just going at 100 miles an hour. But, you know, the psalmist said, right, be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have to, you know, have a time for stillness.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. and because that's the best way to behold. At some point, you got to go, no, wait a minute, I'm looking at this.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
When someone's trying to get you to move on, and that's like, you know, sometimes you go to a museum or something, and there's times where you have to really take in the exhibit.
What's right, what you see.
You just can't look at it and keep walking. No, there's time. You got to stay there. You got to read, you know,
yes.
the little caption that they have. You have to look at the artifacts. You have
yes.
to consider the whole exhibit and how one piece fits with the other.
Yes.
You know, you don't just move on. That's
yeah.
why going through a museum takes time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if the museum is a huge place, but if you go properly through a museum,
right.
you consider
time to look
the exhibits.
Things. Yes.
And I think that's what we have to realize. I'm not trying to compare God to a museum,
you
but
know.
What I'm saying is you have to take the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't run past the word. Don't run past a sunset. Don't run past, you know, your child, you know, watching cartoons and laughing in the other room. Take time to enjoy.
Yeah, listen.
And hear the joy of a child in that and go, Lord, I thank you for that.
Yes.
Amen. You know what I mean? Because that's the goodness of God right there, that your child is so content and happy that they're in there just cracking up over SpongeBob
yes.
SquarePants.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what
yes.
I mean? And you just get such a kick out of it
yes.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, right? Enjoy the good meal
Amen.
that you made, or that your spouse made, or that your child made, or whatever the case may be, your parents.
Yes.
But that's the thing. Take time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't just cough down the food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take time. And I think that's what God is saying to us. My goodness is here.
Right. But you have to look at it.
Yes.
You have to take it in.
Yeah. Jesus was walking with them.
Right.
It wasn't that he wasn't there.
Right, God is always with
right.
us. So we have to take
but
the
we
time
don't
to
always
acknowledge
see.
That's right. And take time to acknowledge him. I thought about how on the opposite side that we do it. We can behold things. Like we'll behold a TV show. You know?
Yeah.
We will. And if somebody tries to interrupt us, we say, not now, I'm watching
I'm watching my show. And we call it my show.
Right, my show.
It belongs to you.
Right, but
my
we,
show.
But it so it just tells you it can be done if your priorities are right. You know,
that's right.
So
oh yeah, no
we
question.
Can tell somebody speak to the hand when we trying mm-hmm. to watch a TV show. If God has just done something in our lives, or even if he hasn't, but he always is. So
right,
that's not
right.
even a question.
Right.
If we just take a moment to behold his glory.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't talk to you now. I'm beholding God's glory right now in my life. I'm looking at his goodness, what he's doing in the midst of my situation. I'm looking. That's why I'm going to keep my hand up.
But you know, there's something that's convicting about what you just said. Because
yeah.
see, with the television show or whatever it is that we're saying, no, I'm doing this, there's a level of interest
oh boy.
In that leads you to say, not now, and to put other people off and say, I'm not doing anything else because you're interested in it.
Jesus.
And so to the extent that we're not beholding God, what does that say
Jesus.
About our interest?
Wow.
Now, see, and here's the thing. This is not talking about love.
Right.
You can love somebody and not be interested in it.
That's exactly right.
You're not interested in how their day was. You're not interested in how they feel. You're not interested in what they want to do. You love them.
Yeah.
But you,
just not interested.
So what does that say about our interest?
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Right?
Jesus.
Because the things we're interested in,
we take the time.
We devote time to, don't we?
Oh, my. Help me, Lord.
Amen. Help us all. Amen. And so this is something that I think is, look, the Holy Spirit comes to convict. And you know, so if we feel a conviction that comes, that's fine. But, you know, because then once convicted, he leads us to the truth. Because
yes,
it's one
yes.
thing, because the conviction of the Spirit is not like the conviction of the world, where yes. once you're convicted, you're condemned. There is therefore no condemnation mm-hmm. in those who are in Christ Jesus. So we receive the conviction in order that we can now walk in liberty, because yes. now we can be led to the truth that makes us free. So, you know, we just have to take the time. I think that's what we're hearing the Spirit of God saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That we have to take the time. If you want to see the goodness of God in your life, you can't rush through your life.
Yes, you can't.
Take time to consider the people in your life, the things that God has blessed you in your life, the opportunities, you know, the material things, the spiritual things,
yeah.
your church life, you know, your school life, if you go to school. And all, just consider the things.
Yes.
I'm not saying everything is perfect,
right.
but as you say, God is there.
God is still there.
God
There's
is there.
There's got to be goodness there if God is there.
Amen.
So I just, you know, you're talking about take time to appreciate the people and behold,
yeah.
you know, the people in your life. And I just think what Jesus was on the cross and what he pointed out specifically with those words, behold thy son, behold thy mother.
Mm-hmm.
So he was telling them, look at her,
mm-hmm.
look at him. This is your mother now, this is your son, but mm-hmm. that behold, take it in, appreciate what yes. I'm giving you.
Amen.
You know, that's what he was saying. So it is convicting, but it's the Holy Spirit also teaches,
yes.
you know, so mm-hmm. thank God for the lesson.
Amen. 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 Now let's take it in and walk
yeah.
in it, right?
Yeah.
And so praise God for the encouragement that at the end yes. of the day, right? Because here's the thing, the goodness of God is with us, and
yes.
the goodness of God is in the earth. And what God is saying is take the time.
Yeah.
To consider it, contemplate
Amen.
It, look at it, observe it, behold it.
Yes.
And you'll see it.
Amen.
Amen. And so Amen. Hopefully this is a source of encouragement to you as well, right?
Amen.
That if, as we set ourselves to, you know, slow down a little bit,
yeah.
right? Every day, several times a day, even, right? We will see the goodness of God
yes.
if we purpose to behold His glory.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise the
Praise
Lord.
Praise the Lord. God is good.
Here He is. Amen. So we praise God. Pray you're encouraged today.
Amen. Yes.
And we're encouraged even as we're convicted. Isn't that something? That God can convict you and encourage
still
you.
Still encourage you.
At the same time.
Goodness praise is everywhere.
That's buddy. Right. That's right.
It's the conviction.
Amen. And we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace.
Yes.
And
Amen.
Truth. Amen.
Praise God.
Lord, we praise God for you. Amen.
Yes.
We'll pray for you. Keep praying for us. Amen. And until the next time that we join you, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And He loves you.
Yes.
And His love
never fails.
Amen.
Shown in His eyes.